Tuesday night, I had a weird dream. In fact, it was a terrible nightmare. I was here in church. As I looked out, a lot of people like yourselves from St. Elizabeth, but people from Drexel Hill and Brookhaven and Norristown and Center City, Philadelphia, and the seminary, it was like people from 42 years of my priesthood were all sitting out there. The church was full. Then I realized I was on trial. This prosecutor was going on, listing all the things that I did, good, bad, and ugly, during 42 years of being a priest. And in the wrap-up, he says, "And as Jesus told you, nothing that is secret will be left unknown. Nothing that is hidden will not be revealed." See why it was a nightmare? Imagine. Right up there at the lectern, see, it's one of those little caged-in places where the defendant stands. And up there where the priest and deacon sit, there's God the Father and Jesus. And over here in the choir pit, that's the jury. And every single person that you encountered or passed by in your whole life is in the congregation. This church is filled wall to wall like Christmas Eve. And the prosecutor is making his case. All the people that you gossip about, belittle, or criticize at work, they're all in the congregation for you. All those times that you thought you were getting away with it when you padded the expense account, adjusted the tax return, kind of did a little deal on the side, he's written that too. When you were little and cheated in school on a test or a homework, he's reading that out. All the people that you were impatient with, angry towards, cursed at, frustrated with, they're all there. You married people. All the times you were indifferent, negligent, unfaithful in thought and deed as well as action towards your spouse. All the times you fought with one another and gave each other a hard time and failed to show each other love. Oh, the prosecutor's gone on and on and on, huh? And he says, Jesus told you nothing that is in secret will not be revealed. See why I said it was a nightmare? See, our newspapers are full of big public stories, like politicos like Seth Williams or Kathleen Kane. You can read all about the entertainment stars like Bill Cosby, and all their sins are public, and the sports figures are jazz. Thank God my sins and your sins rarely hit that public level. We can read about terrible sex addicts and drug dealers and violent people and terrorists. That's all in the public news. It's already out there, folks. In our hearts, in our minds, a whole lot of what doesn't belong in our lives, thank God, remains unknown. But one day, Jesus says, it will be revealed. So the prosecutor has ended his case. And the jury and the judge are all waiting, and it's time for you to make your personal testimony about your life. What do you have to say? We proclaim a God who is merciful. The congregation and the jury of our peers will only be merciful to us if we are merciful towards them. Let us stand and profess our faith.